My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Well, Jesus says that, but he doesn't really say that. It's a comparative. He says, my yoke is easier, and my burden is lighter. Which implies that there's something that we're trying as a yoke, which is heavier and harder. I think what St. Paul is trying to get at when he's talking about all the crazy things, the thing I wish I could do, I can't do, and the evil thing I don't want to do, that's what I do, it's a mess. Right? Paraphrasing. It's a mess, right? And I think what he's saying is, I find it to be this, that I am stuck in the yoke of something other than God, other than Jesus. Whatever that yoke might be, I'm stuck in it. And even if I wanted to go this way, that yoke is pulling me that way. Right? Does that make sense? So we've got this whole business of wanting to do something, but nope, can't do it, going the other way. Right? And he is saying, who will rescue me from this mess? And then he finally says, thanks be to God in Christ Jesus. That's the one. Basically, he's saying, oh, so instead of yoking myself to all this other stuff, in holy baptism, I am yoked to Jesus. And the Spirit of God guides me now. If the two of us walking together, y'all know what a yoke is, right? It's that you put them on animals, like horses or two more horses or two oxen or whatever, and they walk together. And the distribution of the weight is, or the weight is distributed in such a way that it's a lot easier to walk for the animals, right? And this is what Jesus is implying. This is what he's talking about. But we want to get yoked to other stuff. We want to hang out with other things. Jesus, I think he's trying to get at this a little bit when he says, you know, to what can I compare this generation? They are like children. And he could have just stopped right there, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all are just like children. But he says, children who said, I played the flute for you, but you didn't dance. Talking about the people and Jesus, right? We're telling you to do this, but you're not doing that. What's going on here? And what Jesus is saying is, look, he could have been saying just what he said to at the Last Supper. He said, the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. He's not swaying to the left and to the right. He's doing what he was intended to do. And that's the direction he's going to go. And he's saying, come walk with me. Instead of trying to get me to dance to your tune, whatever your tune is, right? Whether it's wanting God to give us glory like the two disciples saying, we want you to let us sit at your right and your left hand in your glory. And Jesus says, that's not what we're doing here. Right? So he's telling them, no, join this yoke, the yoke of suffering, not glory. Or wealth, or whatever it is that we're yoked to, want to get yoked to, Jesus is saying, no, put that away. I'm not playing that game. I'm playing this one over here. I'm walking this way. And we get caught up in, even in small ways. I was thinking about this yesterday, and I thought, wow, I did this exact same thing. Years ago, when I first learned how to hang wallpaper. So, before that, even, you got to understand, and maybe you already know this, but paper hangers don't have the best reputation, right? In the construction world, paper hangers just, they don't. So they're not trustworthy, apparently. So anyway, I'm learning how to hang wallpaper, and I'm working on this first job. It's in this big office building, and we're doing all the halls, and there's miles of hallways to be done. And I'm there, and my dad is there, my uncle, and this other guy who my dad hired, and who has had lots of experience, good guy, and all of a sudden my dad gets sick and my uncle gets sick at the same time, right? So they send me one day, but my uncle says to me before I go, he says, "Don't let that guy con you into doing the work for him, right? You just go do your work, let him do his work." And I was like, "I got it. Don't let that guy con me." Right? That's the yoke I was carrying. Right? That's the tune I was playing. And get there, and sure enough, the guy says, you know, There's no science to this hanging wallpaper stuff. It's all hallways. The thing about it is we get paid by the yard. Let's just do it together. It's faster. I'll drop it from the top, you kick it from the bottom, and we'll just keep on going. I knew he was trying to con me. So I said, no, I think it's better for me to just do my own work. He goes, all right. Well, and by the end of the day, he had gone down his hallway, turned left, and gone down that hallway, and I was halfway down the first hallway, right? And then it dawned on me at some point, I said, you know, I'm carrying the wrong yoke with this man. He was trying to help me out. You know, I could have made a lot more money that day. But no, I had it in my head, right? That, oh no, I'm doing it this way. This is the yoke I'm carrying. It's this silly, not true thing about this guy I don't even know. But I'm carrying that. Silly, right? Well, that's a silly one. But there's a more interesting one. And that is St. Augustine, who was quoted in the prayer, our hearts are restless until we find our rest in thee, right? And so St. Augustine, before he was St. Augustine, he was a pagan, and he was like the best pagan that ever lived, the most famous. I mean, he was a womanizer and a drinker and a carouser. I mean, every god but the true God he ran after. And loved it. He was just always trying to recruit his mom, Monica, to come with him. He loved his mother. Come on with me, come live with me. And she was this devout woman. She said, no, not coming to do that. And she would cry and weep and pray for him. And she would go, at some point she asked the bishop about it, and she was weeping and kind of like just all the time coming to him. And he said, woman, go home. The son of such tears cannot be lost forever, right? So she's just an passionate woman. And she has this vision, and in the vision, the long and short of it is that God says, Monica, don't worry, your son will be with you. Your son will be with you. So she has the vision, she's consoled, she talks to Augustine at some point, she reports the vision, and she says, he says, right, exactly. All you have to do is come with me. Take my yoke upon you, if you will, and we will be together. It'll be just like your vision. And she says, well, if she were African American, she'd say, no, no, darling. The vision didn't say, I would be with you. It said, you will be with me. And that's what she held out for. That's the yoke she held. And eventually then, Augustine moved over and became a saint. Became the one who says, our hearts are restless, O God, until we find our rest in thee. And he was talking from experience. He knew. He was dancing to every tune that he could hear. He was grabbing every yoke he could grab. But he was restless until he found his rest in God, in Christ. Right? And so, we in the church who have been baptized into Christ, have put on the yoke of Christ. We have put on the garment of Christ. And we still struggle, right? There's still these temptations to go one way and another. And it's a lifelong struggle, right? And part of our struggle together, part of our responsibility to one another, is to say, no, look, that's the wrong yoke. That's not the way to go. You're dancing to the wrong tune. And it can happen all the time. And now, we're going to have Wyatt is going to get baptized, and he's going to put on the garment, the yoke of Christ. And we are here to bear witness to that lovely, wonderful promise given and received. And we are also here to support him. To say, you know, Wyatt, we are here for you. We are. You don't just stand up right now and take a look at everybody around you. Okay? Just take a look. These people, some of whom you know and some of whom you don't know. Right? Yeah, you got it. You sit down. These are the people that are going to be praying for you and are going to be watching you. Not watching you like, hey, what's he doing now? But more like, oh, look at this kid. Look at this kid. Already today, I heard two or three people going, oh, that's a handsome young man. Who is that? Right? Now they know who you are. And they're going to be praying for you in your life and in your walk with Jesus. Right? And sometimes they might even say, because you know how it is in this town, people know things, right? Right? You can't get away with much around here. And somebody might come up to you and say, hey, Wyatt, I saw you do this thing that I didn't think, really, did you really want to do that? And you'll go, how did you know? Well, we kind of saw. And you'll say, yeah, you're right. I really didn't. That didn't feel good to even do. Or something like that. Okay? And you'll be able to say, at first you're kind of go, what business is it of theirs? And the answer is, it is their business. Because they want you to be yoked to Jesus. They want you to walk in the light of Jesus. To make it easier for you. And not harder, but easier. Right? And more gentle in your life. And there's a lot of hard things that are going to come up in life. A lot of great joy. And a lot of hard things. And these are the people who are going to support you through all of that. Alright? Your parents, your grandfather, your aunts and uncles, they're all going to be helping you to walk this way. Okay? And so, the first step in all of that, well, the first step you already took because you came and said to me, I think I want to be baptized. And remember, we talked about that. We talked about it's a promise. And part of the promise is all these folks are coming with you. All right? So, if you are ready to be baptized, then you want to do it now?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. I'm going to do the same. All right.
Can I baptize my car?